call it a lamp, but I would think lantern would be.
Okay.
It's just like this one. Oh, I can't even see it right here, but I have several kerosene lanterns or lamps around the house, just depending upon the way they're made, whether they're a lamp or a lantern.
Is there some other fluid that you could use besides kerosene to burn in a lamp?
Oil.
Mm-hmm. What about something else that you might burn in your fireplace besides wood or gas? The English use it a lot. Chunks of it.
Wood?
Well, not wood. It's like peat that's been compressed.
Moss?
Black stuff. They used to use
coal?
It on the trains. Yeah, coal.
Coal?
Okay, if you had a lot of grandchildren coming over and you wanted to make up a bed on the floor, what would you call that bed on the floor?
A pallet.
Okay. And have you ever heard of a name for a heavy bed cover? Or like, what would you call a heavy bed cover?
A bedspread.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan?
A which?
A sugan.
Uh-uh. Never have.
Okay. That's supposedly like a range blanket, a really heavy bed cover for places that where it gets really cold, but nobody knows what that is here. How about a covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
Okay. And you change the...
light bulb.
Uh-huh. And you watch programs on...
television.
Mm-hmm. What do you wear to protect your clothes when you cook?
An apron.
How about if you were barbecuing?
Probably an apron.
Same thing, okay. If it's cold outside, you want to put on your...
a jacket or a coat.
Mm-hmm. And you a cloth you use to blow your nose with is a...
handkerchief.
Mm-hmm. What kinds of clothes do you wear to work with the horses, say?
Do I wear?
Yeah. Are they called a special kind of clothes?
Depends on what I'm doing with them. The proper name for what we wear would be breeches.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Around here. Now, if you're getting into your show clothes, you would say you're getting your breeches on.
Mm, okay, but what if you were not going to a show? What if you're just like taking care of the horses, you know, sort of brushing them?
I just wear my jeans.
Okay. How about, what do you call clothes that you put away during the summer?
The out-of-season clothes.
Okay. What about shoes that you wear outside when you're, taking care of the horses?
I normally would wear my regular shoes or over boots.
Over boots,
mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you wear to protect your hands?
Gloves.
Mm-hmm. And how about to protect your head?
Either a cap or a hat.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on what time of year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Men wear something to hold their pants up.
Suspenders.
Mm-hmm. What would you call men's pants?
Trousers.
Okay. Can you tell me about some regional dishes and foods that you like to eat?
I enjoy Mexican food. I like tacos. I like chile rellenos, if they're not hot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the Mexican food. Enchiladas are okay. There again, whether they're hot or not, gorditas I love.
Mm-hmm.
Other types of foods, we enjoy seafood.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I like just about any kind of food. Not particularly.
Do you make your own enchiladas or not?
I used to. I don't now. With working the number of hours that I don't do nearly the cooking, and without the kids at home.
Yeah. What did you do for your enchiladas? How did you make them?
Put them in a skillet with grease first.
Mm-hmm.
Or shortening, and not too long, and then put them through the sauce that I'd made. And Don always preferred the stacked enchiladas rather than the rolled ones. So
mm-hmm.
you would layer them with onions and cheese and
mm-hmm.
perhaps an egg on top.
Mm-hmm. That's how we do them.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
like them that way.
What are some Mexican foods that are easier to buy than to make?